Welcome to Cape Talk, Lizette. Maybe you need to get really there. Joe is going to help you with that microphone. You need to get really close to that particular microphone. It's good to have you.
Hi, Clarence. Thanks so much. I really appreciate the offer.
I'm intimidated at the prospect. My cursive was, I think, kind of neat and forward slanting. But then, of course, we found the turntable, and I don't know when last I actually used a pen or a pencil. Well, maybe at golf, but that doesn't count, does it? But Lizette, you know, before we get into the conversation, I love hugging people. I'm a natural hugger, and I hug indiscriminately, men and women. It doesn't really matter. And some people give a complete hug, you know? And you give such a hug. So I just feel energized by that hug.
Oh, thank you, Clarence. It's a pleasure. I just want you to feel held.
No. And clearly you hand out hugs kind of indiscriminately as well.
Me too.
I think some people are just so intimidated. You hug them and they're like, what's going on? I can't deal with the love. What's up with them?
I don't know. Maybe it's about personal space.
Maybe they haven't been hugged in their life.
Or love is on a different level.
Yeah, possibly. But it's really good to have you. And I did tell you that I'm intimidated. My wife accuses me of not being able to use my hands. And I don't think I'm going to make this class, at least not with a gold star.
Clarence, so you have to just roll back a bit. Take a deep breath. We can all write. I often think that none of us think we can't write because of what happened at school. And so one or two people got stars and nobody else did, and we all think we can't write. And it's not that at all. We could all crawl, we could all walk, and we can all write. So it's really for me about the type of teaching, how you taught, whether you write with your fingers or your shoulder. It's a very much a postural thing, as well as obviously a hand-eye. And really, it's about practice. It's honestly, you have to keep practicing. And it's just about learning to love it. So you can do it. You absolutely can. Everybody can. So don't be nervous.
Okay. Before I beat my fears, is it still necessary to write? Right. I mean, I've got a keyboard. I've got three keyboards around me. Everybody's typing these days.
Clarence,
and why is it necessary?
A huge thing associated. There's a lot of research on the cognitive side where we know that when you actually physically write, you retain facts better. So there are huge advantages to writing. Kids writing, mind mapping.
And that doesn't count typing, right? Because you're still choosing the letters and the words.
Exactly.
It doesn't count typing, you say.
No, it doesn't. Because it's more a hand-eye cognitive brain function, which is becoming more scientifically understood and researched than it ever was before.
Interesting.
So some of the cultures are actually still going to writing. The Finnish have brought it back into their schools. The Japanese and Chinese use and revere writing. There is a very, very strong Arabic calligraphic tradition, which is actually unbroken, unlike the Western tradition. We have a very strong Arabic tradition of calligraphy in Cape Town, which we should have and acknowledge.
Sure.
As a joint, you know, as a joint calligraphic gift to all of us. So there absolutely is an important role for calligraphy, if it's called writing or visual art or whatever you want to call it.
What do you call it?
Sometimes I call it lettering or text art, because if you want to stick to the strict definition of calligraphy, which could be the art of beautiful writing, sometimes mine may not be considered beautiful or perfect. So I'm in the school where I want people to develop their own style, to love writing, even if it's just for your journaling, and just fly with it. Because once you start working with ink, it becomes almost meditative. So there's another function to just writing or doing calligraphy.
Lizette Turner, my guest today, the masterclass in Cape calligraphy. Now, let's just understand the principle further. So even doctors can be calligraphers.
Yes, and there are many. The doctors love fountain pens. I've been very, very blessed to have a number of people who support me in my dream of making many people passionate about writing and introducing as many people as possible to calligraphy.
So and if doctors can do calligraphy, then anybody can do calligraphy. I'm talking about medical doctors and the scripts that I see.
Yes, they are. And they all write with fountain pens, and they have cool pens and cool ink.
Okay, then you're an exception to the rule, because I can't decipher my scripts from a bar of soap.
No, you can. I just think...
if doctors can do it, anybody can do it. Because I'm really intimidated by this. There's something else. There's an interesting little point that you make about the Arabic influence and history of calligraphy and its relationship to Cape Town. Does that suggest a unique kind of style that you find in various geographies?
Yes, there is. So there are different styles of Arabic calligraphy. I'm not the expert, so I don't really want to speak on behalf as an expert at all. But the very exciting thing is that there is a South African unique script, which they're calling Janubi, and a very colleagues of mine in Cape Town.
How would you spell Janubi? I'm just going to Google it.
J-O-O-N-B-I. It's very new, Clarence. What they've been doing is looking at the gravestones of the slaves in the Boer Kaap, in the Tanubaru. And there's an Arabic calligrapher in Cape Town who is phenomenal and who has transcribed it into a South African style. And they're currently trying to develop the whole ethos of a South African Arabic script called the Janubi script. And then there's a wonderful lady called Auntie Mahmouda Jaffa, and she's actually developed a South African or Southern African style of Arabic illumination, which the Janubi script is drawing on our collective Cape history. It's drawing on the very important issue of slavery and the slave DNA that we all have, and that if we don't have, we should really understand. And then we should be really excited about the fact that there's just something completely new coming out of Cape Town.
And that's a structurally kind of unique representation.
Yes, yes.
That's in the curves and in the...
Yes.
It's not in a different pen or anything. It's not.
No,
in,
no. So
not
it's
in
written with the same pen, which would be okay. Like a kalam.
Is there a standard in calligraphy? Is it the same pen that is used regardless?
No. So I brought you some to show you It's very wide. So you can do calligraphy even with sticks. So I started doing coffee and calligraphy in the Boer Kaap, but against the grain for first Thursdays with coffee stirrers and coffee. So that people who have never done calligraphy or can't buy a pen can come and try. So you don't have to have a stick or a pen or an expensive pen. But in Arabic, you generally use what's called a kalam, which is a reed pen.
I'm chatting with Lizette Turner. We're talking about Cape calligraphy specifically. So how did you find this interest, this propensity for calligraphy? What came before it?
Waleed asked me, and my mom and my aunt used to kill themselves laughing because from very small, I used to write on toilet paper. I used to roll off toilet paper and write. So I've always been passionate about, I've been just passionate since a very small child about writing.
Okay. And you've translated this love affair into a skill, and now you're teaching it as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, I teach it because I really want to pass on the passion. I think more people that can learn to write and write in their journals or relax is where I'm at.
Okay, and you say that young people and old people, and it doesn't matter what people, are going to find benefit in it.
Yes, I often find when people come to the classes, it's very interesting to hear what they say and how much almost trauma comes out and how relaxing people say that it is. And often I get, well, I can't walk up the mountain, but I can spend 10 minutes on my journal.
So while there are unique styles, unique to geographies around the world, there's also unique personal, obviously there would be. It would be my personal energy that I'm going to stick into that pen right now.
Yes. So you learn the historic traditions, be it in even Indian calligraphy, and then you can do whatever you want to do with it.
So where am I going to start?
Okay, let me show you.
Now, maybe I'm lazy. I think of myself as bad, but I think I'm lazy.
Okay, no, I don't think you're lazy. I just think you're nervous. Come, Clarence, let's get going.
Okay, I need to stand close to the microphone, so is it possible for...
Can I?
Yes.
Okay, right.
That's fine.
There's your journal, there's your pencil. Now you need to warm up.
Now I need to warm up?
Okay, and what you're never allowed to do in school is scribble.
Yes.
So just want you to take your pencil, and I want you to warm up your shoulder so that you just lose your... I just want big, big scribbles.
Big, big
just
scribbles.
Just relax.
Can I just write my name?
No, just scribble. Yeah, just go over two pages, Clarence. Just let light.
This is cool.
Yeah, Yeah, but it's just because now you're going with your shoulder.
Okay, and it's with the shoulder, as opposed to?
With your fingers. So people that, often I find the students
okay.
get very, very sore hands because they're writing with their fingers only.
Okay.
And so you lose the, you need to move your page, not like crunch your hand up to the corner.
Yeah, yeah. It takes getting used to writing with the shoulder because I'm quite intense on my, and there's lots of grip on the finger when I use the finger.
Yeah, so you need to lighten up. And often if you've got that intense grip, you must push with your left hand, hold the paper, push down, and then the grip on the right hand loosens up.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Can you feel?
Yeah.
So Clarence, the whole thing about calligraphy is about that connection with the paper. So you feel the paper through your tool. And then you're obviously using whatever ink to go.
Okay, gotcha. And it's always from the shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you're working small, you will go down to your finger. But once you understand that shoulder movement, it changes how you work.
Yeah.
So you asked me to teach you calligraphy, and then I had to think, oh, well, Clarence, what calligraphy do you actually want to learn?
Yeah, I actually thought there was just one kind.
Yeah, exactly. So I brought you a sampler to show you, right? You can do anything in calligraphy depending on what tools you use. So here's a whole stack. I know the viewers on air can't see it, but they range from feathers to sticks to brass to brush to kalam, and here's a coffee stirrer.
It looks like cursive with a different pen.
Yes, it is, in a sense. Even though italic and the Western tradition, the letters are very separate. Whereas in Arabic, they are very conjoined.
Connected. Yeah.
You, if you learn italic, which I'm going to teach a bit to you now, you can actually join it when you write it as a script. And it's a good basic because you can do stuff with it.
And there's some people that can look at your handwriting and tell you your personality.
Mm.
So does that say anything about Western tradition and Arabic tradition?
No, that's probably, I don't know, because actually it's the line quality. Mm. Of whatever you're writing.
Yeah.
So it gets right down to the line quality, how you open and close your loops, if your writing is big or small or fat or narrow, and that's how they analyze it.
Connected or disconnected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And whether it's slanting or not, or slanting back and forth. So there's all sorts of things you can do. You can play with your handwriting.
Yeah.
So I always think a calligrapher, or somebody who's learned calligraphy, could be a person who analyzes handwriting's own worst enemy, because you can change it up all the time.
Sure.
You can have a totally different personality, and then that's where the calligraphy comes in, because you can visualize words.
And once you've found a degree of proficiency, what do you do with it?
Play.
Just play. You're on your own. It's therapy, right? It's me time.
Yeah. So I do this.
You got your own little book.
And I make postcards because I absolutely love the big issue. But this is what you can do. You can do all sorts of things. I mean, so ideally you could sell, or you can have a business. People have businesses. They make wedding calligraphy. They, they do all sorts of things where calligraphy can be a business. We've got a beach calligrapher who writes on the beach, and he writes your name on the beach and sells images. Beautiful.
Okay, so I'm looking at album of works that Lizette Turner has put together. Is that like premeditated stuff with things that just spring into your mind when you decide it's time?
Yeah, spring into my mind. Often it's a quote. Like the one I want to work on now, somebody said to me, they were talking about being a father-in-law, and he said, "Keep quiet and wear beige." Okay, Clarence, next step.
Keep calm and wear beige.
Okay. Some patterns.
Right,
okay,
some patterns.
So as with anything in any sport, you have to have warm-ups and you have to have things that you do regularly. So these are the italic patterns.
Okay.
So I thought we could trace a few, if you like, with your pencil.
Yeah.
And then I can show you what you do with a pen.
Okay, so you want me to do what?
I want you to take your pencil.
Yeah.
And I want you to trace over these. Move closer.
Yes.
And so you're going to literally go up, hard down.
Up, hard down. Okay,
so we're tracing italic patterns.
And
we're
again, with
up,
shoulder, a little bit of finger,
up,
I guess.
Yeah, hard down.
For density.
Slowly, Clarence. Okay. Breathe.
Yeah, slowly as a...
So on the breathe...
It's another skill I need to learn.
When you get to the top, breathe in, ah, down, in, out. Whoo, it goes up on its own. In, out, breathe out. Can you feel it? If you breathe out now...
Yeah.
The pen will just go up on its own.
And in, down.
In, yeah, in, out.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
This is interesting. Breathing exercises on radio. I think that's a first.
Clarence, so I brought you this. Everybody at home have got these old fountain pens.
Yeah.
That they used to do calligraphy with,
yes.
Right? Yes. Have you got one? Yes.
I remember that. We started two or something.
Yes, yeah. There it is.
Right.
So, okay. Traditionally, we write italic at a 45-degree angle. That means your pen must be at 45. Yes. And so let's try again. Up, down.
Pen at 45 to the line.
Yeah.
If you're left, it goes left. If you're right-handed, it goes right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be nervous, Snacky. It's not so easy because you're having to be very far away from where you're writing.
Well, apart from that, if there's one thing that radio teaches us, it's about silence. So we, professional radio people, we're so aware of silence. And then something must be wrong if there's silence, especially if there's
Clarence
a mic.
Clarence is writing, guys.
And I'm forgetting about the mic, which is clearly therapy that's working.
It's so interesting because you almost can't be silent.
No, we can't.
I mean, you can't be noisy when you're doing calligraphy. It quietens you down.
Yeah,
push a bit harder, Clarence.
It's clearly not a good practice for a radio presenter in a studio. Calligraphy therapy.
You have to just grab it a bit more.
I think I'm too intimidated by
no, you can't be. We have to be writing by the end of the session.
I don't think we're gonna. I'm gonna need a week. In the studio, I'm going to need a couple of years.
Do you have me to come to coffee and calligraphy class?
No, absolutely, clearly. But, okay, so there's progression, right? So now you take me through with a fountain pen, and then what's next?
Okay, so there's progression, and the big thing with calligraphy, with all calligraphic traditions, is that there's actually maths involved. Mm. So there's pen angles for different types of what we call hands. So in typography, you have fonts, and in calligraphy, you have scripts or hands. So there are a whole lot of different scripts.
You say there's geometry there as well.
Yeah. So you would be writing at a 45-degree angle, Clarence.
And you're going to measure your work of art by those kind of...
No, you're not.
Okay.
But when you learn. So depending on what you want to do, if you want to do really formal, strict calligraphy, then you would be measuring your angles all the time. If you want to do gestural work such as this, then you would obviously draw from the angles and the internalized tradition, but you would go on to do something else. But the angles you can see are still there.
Yeah.
So
and they're well spaced. It looks like order. It's not random.
No, but you can make, you know, depending on what you're trying to portray, you can completely change the order. You can make it more random or...
Give me an example of random calligraphy from your... album. I'd like to see it because it looks ordered. It does look structured, and I see that. Okay, so it can get
italic, right?
Yeah.
Which is very ordered, and there's definite spacing. But you can do stuff which is quite wild, which is has less more line quality, but less technical spacing.
So essentially, I'm looking at a whole lot of lines. Let's say there's four different subjects on one particular page, all represented with different styles.
Yeah, and so what I want to say is,
but
learn
still
the traditions.
Order.
You need the traditions, and then just have fun, because that's what life's about. And so many people want to journal. So you, Clarence, you can do what you want. Go wild in your journal.
Do you know I enjoyed some abstract art. I had to throw paint on a canvas, and I had to shake it around, and that was my work of art. I think I'm going to stick to that.
No, no, you're backing out so quickly now. I got the proportions.
Listen,
there to
I
show
to,
you, Clarence.
I need to know who must come and where do we come? So I tried my hand at it. I was a complete disaster, and I think they're going to put it up on the Facebook page as well. But in mitigation, before you judge me, it's really difficult, and I can understand you need to actually be in the moment and in your breath and translate energy. And it's difficult to talk on a microphone, and to have to do this thing. You really, and I want to be there. I want to be away from the microphone and do this, but have quality time to do it. And maybe just it's something that you want to consider as well. There was a question about calligraphy. It reads as follows. Kingdom of Characters is about the history of Chinese script. Maybe your guest would be interested. I don't know if that is of any interest or...
Yes, I'm very interested in Chinese script. We do have one or two Chinese calligraphers in Cape Town. I helped with the Chinese script on the Tomb Raider reboot. But it's a very, very interesting tradition, and it teaches us a lot about design and graphic design in any calligraphic tradition. So there's also a very strong Indian tradition called Devanagari. There are other Indian scripts which are also extremely beautiful. There's Tibetan script. So there's a huge community of calligraphy. So one mustn't camp calligraphy just into the Western tradition. And the more you practice different traditions, the more you understand the different cultures and you learn different skills.
There's a compliment in grade to you covering calligraphy. Lizette is a good teacher. It's unsigned. And I get that sense. I get that sense. And you also said anybody can do it. Anybody can do it, regardless of what you feel your handwriting capabilities or where your handwriting capabilities are at. Even doctors can do it, you said. So anybody can do it and should do it. Now, where do we learn this? How can we find you?
Clarence, I'm on all the social media platforms, as well as I'm on a website, lizetteturner.com. You can find me at Against the Grain in the Boer Kop on First Thursdays. And Raikia also have been very kind to ask me to guest teach for them. So there's a lot happening. There's also a lot of colleagues of mine that are teaching that I'm happy to put people in touch with, especially on the Arabic side. But Clarence, please don't say you're a disaster, because if I'm that puts my teaching on the line.
No, I know, but it's just my perception of things, and you've clarified that. If doctors can do it, then I most certainly can. So I'm completely happy. There's hope for me. And I can understand the therapy with, given the few minutes that I've had with you, I can understand, and I wish to give it some quality time. So you'll see me at one of your classes. Just Lizette Turner, name is spelled very different. There are four E's in a name. So it's L-double-E, and then it is S-E-double-T-E. L-double-E-S-E-double-T-E, Lizette Turner. Google her and you'll find her, and then be part of the classes if calligraphy is something that you want to do, or if, as she has said, even doctors can do it, you now feel liberated to show your own talents, then go and find her. Thank you, Lizette. It's been an absolute privilege, and thank you for the hug.
Thanks, Clarence, and thank you so much for inviting me in.